Before we come out, and I ask everyone this, because this is not a schmooze, it's just you have to check the way. Before I come out, I always say to someone, is there anything you don't want to talk about? Which is not to emasculate the interview, but I just think it's courtesy. You said no. Is that true?
Yeah, you can ask anything.
This is something that I've seen in the reviews, and I think it's kind of bait. It's not funny, but it's... Jeremy, what is it with your hand? Because now people are starting to say, oh, you've seen Beatles' hand, and they're making... I mean, I've seen snide remarks made about it. Right. But I actually don't know. I've always been too polite to ask, because it's not a thing to do in front of millions of people. But
no,
what is the story?
It's called Poland syndrome, and when I was a kid, my fingers were joined, and what they did was that they surgically cut between the fingers and then skin grafted off the legs. And the extraordinary thing is I get hundreds of letters, always from parents, never from children, saying that they've got this thing. And is there anything that they can do? And I always write back and I say, it's not the size of your hand that's important, it's the size of your heart.
Yeah.
And it pleases me because I...
You see, from you that sounds pat and people are saying,
no,
but you've lived that.
Oh obviously. Yeah, believe me, I have. And if you watch very carefully, I am animated, I don't hide it, but often when I meet people, I shake hands, I don't even know that I've got a small hand, and yet they sort of get this, what is this?
Yeah.
And
in fact, you do shake hands with that hand, and the first time I met you, I thought, is that to sound me out to see if, you know...
No, it's just the fact that I actually like to think that there are a lot of people out there with similar syndromes, and if they can see me being very open, I don't normally talk about it, because I show it.
Yeah.
And I like to think by example, it gives them encouragement and confidence.
So you've been kind of... Well, yeah, okay. You've been blithe in your dealings with, you know, handing the press and stuff like this. So what does hurt? What does hurt?
What hurts? It's when they get personal about my family. And they have no right to do that. That really hurts. And that makes me angry.
Has that happened?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anybody out there who sort of seeks fame has never thought it through, I promise you. What celebrity is, it's a handshake to privilege. Your celebrity gives you access to areas that you would never normally get, and it's fantastic. The price that you pay in this country for that access is abuse, you get lied about, you get...
Have you ever thought you were going mad? Really? I mean,
no.
You ever thought, actually, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm wigging out. Never?
No. No, yeah. I actually believe what I do. I like to hear people laugh at my shows. I love it when I go up to places in the north of England and people come up to me and say, do you know, it's the only show we as a family watch together. It's the only show that makes us laugh out loud. And I'm talking about both Beatles About and You Being Framed.
Yeah.
And I hate to tell you, but I'll even break the news here now. I just sold two new people shows. So for the tabloids, you've got even more to attack very soon. But I promise you, it's not going to stop me.
Jeremy Beadle.
Thank you.